Tomcats. In the jungle of the city, two tomcats chance to meet, Omar and Bartholomew tiptoeing round their beat. Their chests swelled up with envy, oh, an envy most intense, as each spotted his new rival beside a backyard fence. Bartholomew's great tale, a tale of wide renown, made Omar stare insanely, that tale he loved to own. Bartholomew stared also, he envied what he saw. He yearned to own the whiskers that Omar proudly wore. A howl soon broke the silence of that midsummer night, like David and Goliath, both cast aside all fright. As cat met cat in battle, it was a beastly fight. Both limped home forlorn. All tails, all whiskers, gone.
In the jungle of the city,
watching the party, this small mouse upon a shelf. Very old, very old, she felt no cheer at the dawn of the new year. "Friends," she said, "young friends," she said, "dance, my young friends, dance, but do beware, I warn you, for I too have danced and sung like you, I too have been young, so young, but alas, time came to join in the dancing, time came to join in the fun."
By herself, watching the party, the small mouse upon a shelf.
Very old, very old, she felt no cheer at the dawn of the new year. New year, new year.
Friends, she said. Young friends, she said.
She said.
Dance.
Dance, my young friends. Dance. But do beware, beware. I warn you.
Listening the scream of a distant field. Listening, this is what the fawn thought, standing by a stream. What madness of men to diminish the earth, to blast all that is lively, lively, proud, and gentle. What can be the reason? The fawn thought, listening to a cry of bombs, standing by a stream. What can be the reason?
Barn dance. The fox took a chicken out on the floor. Poor silly chick didn't know the score. And as they whirled in their joyous dance, oh, she admired how the fox could prance. She never noticed when the lights went out. She skipped to the beat with head held high. She bowed to the fox as he circled by. He winked at her with a hidey-do, and they engaged in a do-si-do. She never noticed when the lights went out. He swung her to the left. He swung her to the right. He swung her around with all his might. The air grew heavy, the lights grew dim, but she felt no fear as she smiled at him. He turned her again, and she held him tight. As she smiled and whirled in the fading light, she felt no fear, she knew no doubt, and she never noticed when the lights went out.
The fox took a chicken out on the floor. Poor silly chick didn't know the score. And as they rolled in their joyous dance, oh, she cried how the fox could prance. She never noticed when the light went out.
That's all.